T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell us, what can we expect to see, fingers crossed, on that launch pad this afternoon?
Well, expect to see or hope to see. What I hope to see is the launch of two American astronauts on the very first commercial launch vehicle that's ever been made, proving that once again the ingenuity of the of American people is just something that can't be overcome.
And the fact that this is a commercial space launch to put two Americans in space, you know, how do you describe that? How big an accomplishment is that, Ron?
Well, it's amazing because when you think of it, one person decided to put his money where his mouth is. It came down and started designing a program that actually looks like something out of a science fiction movie even today. Everything about it, from the design of the suits to the craft, everything is so unique, so clean, so modern. You know, even the shuttle and all those, we were using technology that was 20 years old when we were designing it. This is brand new. I mean, you know, we've got the materials being used and the simplicity. Everything's automated. It's amazing. He's getting us ready. We are getting ready to go to Mars, and this is our first step towards Mars.
Hard to believe it's been 9 years since we've seen anything like this?
9 years since we've seen it, and even the astronauts that are going to take the flight, who are shuttle veterans, were shocked when they went through this and noticed how much things have changed. No longer do you have to have a pilot going 10 feet down, moving to the right a little, and this and that. You just sit back and enjoy the ride because it's all automated.
So they are headed to the International Space Station, is that correct?
They're going to the International Space Station and going to be doing the second set of automated docking that's ever been, where you didn't have a pilot that was trying to get it there, just sitting back and watching it happen.
Once they dock with the space station, Ron, is there anything different with what happens with the rocket that got them there?
Well, the whole concept of this is so different. There's nothing really disposable. If this works the way it's supposed to be, every one of these materials, every one of the launch vehicles, the craft itself that contains the crew, it's all coming back. And they'll be able to do it again at least 10 more times before the things are totally refurbished again.
Considering that it's been nearly a decade since we've seen something like this, especially with younger people, will this sort of, you know, reinvigorate some of that interest that has maybe lagged a little bit when it comes to America's space program?
I think this is going to do quite a bit towards that, because the one thing that we do find from students is they still all dream of being astronauts. But now the astronauts are going to be more less pilots and more scientists, which is going to be much more valuable to us in the future.
I'm not sure exactly how to ask this question, but I guess there has been a lot of testing on this in recent years. I mean, is there assurance that those two astronauts are completely safe in undertaking this mission today with SpaceX?
Well, we can never say completely, but I will tell you this. Having been a solar system ambassador for the NASA program, one of the things that we have always bemoaned was the fact that we never had a space capsule that would actually fire itself away from a craft that looked like it was getting ready to explode. All of the automation that is in this thing, every aspect of that will allow that everyone to survive. For the case of the Challenger, which I was watching when it happened, that cannot happen this time, because the minute there is a sense, automated sense, that something is wrong, that thing will fly off on its own under its own rockets. And because those designs were required by NASA this time for a manned flight.
And I am old enough to remember as a little boy in the early 70s watching the Apollo missions take off. Ron, how vast is the gap in technology between what sent the Apollo missions to the moon and what is going to happen with this SpaceX rocket this afternoon? How far have we come?
Well, I will tell you this, that there were thousands of switches, thousands of beaters and snaps, off and on switches and buttons and things, which was great for sci-fi movies if you wanted to make a sci-fi movie. But if you look at the inside of the crew vehicle this time, you will see nothing but touch screens. That's it. The rest of it is all automated on chips.
And it's also special that these two astronauts, they have ties to Texas, makes it even more special.
Not only ties to Texas, but what's really great about that, these guys are also married to two other astronauts who have been on the space shuttle. So we are looking at astronaut families. Can you imagine those young sons of theirs going, what's your mom do? She's an astronaut. What's your dad do? He's an astronaut. Really? Who knows? Now we're going to start seeing generations of astronauts now.
That is cool. And imagine what the conversation's like at the Thanksgiving table.
Certainly out of this world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.